Ray, who's calling us from Seattle.
Well, hi, Dr. Ray.
Hello, sir.
Hey, what's sir. I have a friend who went and got some serious back surgery.
Ow.
And, yeah, well, he's got a real bad osteoarthritis, and he's been on, anyway, did degenerative, all kinds of stuff. So, anyway, they went through and roto-rooted, infused some of his bones. And I was wondering, I've heard you talk about stuff that will help the recovery.
Okay, you mean recovery from surgery in general, sir?
Excuse me?
You mean recovery from surgical procedures?
Yes, right. And help heal that. Yeah, just the general overall thing to help the body, you know, repair itself.
Okay. Well, three things that start with, and then you get the rest of the list from the Tahoma Dispensary, which they'll be happy to send you for free. It's just, or they'll email it to you, whichever you'd like. It's the pre- and post-surgical recommendations that the Tahoma Clinic doctors make for before and after surgery. But I'll just tell you about the first three right now. And those three are the three that if they're not in sufficient quantities, we can't make new cells. No kidding. And if we're going to recover, we got to make new cells. So we have to make sure that these are covered. If they're not covered and you happen to be a little fetus, you're going to have a birth defect because your body can't make new cells properly. So here they are. Zinc is the first one. And the second one is B12, and the third one is folate. And notice I did not say folic acid. That's a phony vitamin. It's folate. And it doesn't take much to get us covered, but here's the problem. While the zinc and the folate have a better chance of being absorbed, although if we happen to be 60 or over, it's a very good idea because of that Mayo Clinic study in 1932 by Dr. Van Zandt, who said that by the time we all get to be 60, her findings were that half of us weren't digesting things as well as we might, and so we didn't absorb them so well. But still, zinc and folate do absorb better than B12. I'll get to why in a moment. So all the health food stores, the natural food stores, the compounding pharmacies, the home dispensary have zinc in a 30 milligram, 3-0. And the company that makes it, which I do not work for, but I have to mention the company because you can get to this most quickly, is the only company that puts 2 milligrams of copper in it. Because if we're going to take zinc long-term, it could push the copper out of our body, and the copper can push the zinc out of the body, so they balanced it. The company is called Nature's Life. And without working with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, I don't think I'd recommend more than one a day, but you can't hurt yourself with one a day. It's a zinc with copper by Nature's Life, one a day. Okay, the folate, I should say next, is definitely folate, never, ever, ever folic acid, because a small minority of the population can't metabolize that phony folic acid into real folate. Why I say phony? Because it was made up in a laboratory by Letterly Laboratories in 1943. It was not made in nature. But it can be metabolized by most people. They got lucky. Okay, so folate, one looks for the methyl folate. It's in all the natural food stores. It's in a 1 milligram capsule. That's not much, but it does the job. Now that person should be using 2 a day if they're trying to make sure they're going to heal properly. Just to get around this possibility of poor absorption. Now the last one is the vitamin B12. And here's the problem. If we're over 60... and our stomachs aren't making enough acid, they also don't make a factor that gloms onto vitamin B12. And without that glom-on factor, you could call it a handle. The vitamin B12 won't get in. Doesn't matter how much you take. It has to have that handle on it. That's why we hear about a lot of B12 shots, and we don't hear about B1 shots and B3 shots because they don't require that kind of absorptive mechanism. So that one I'd be working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to see if I happen to need shots. But until that time, yeah, you can get methyl cobalamin, it's called, in the stores, also 1 milligram, but they try to make it sound fancy by calling it 1,000 micrograms, and I'd use a couple of those a day, and those are three things on the list, sir, and you'll find about 5 or 6 more. Get in touch with Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878, and they will either email you or send you the list of the Tahoma Clinic doctors recommended before and after surgery supplements.
Oh, cool. Hey, I've heard you talk about other patients that when they're having a problem healing, you said you put testosterone on that area. Now, he takes testosterone. Could he rub some of that cream on the stitches?
Well, on the skin around the stitches, yeah.
Well, yeah, skin around the stitches. Would that help?
It might. How old is he, sir?
I think he's in his early 60s.
Oh, well, he has a better chance. Now, I realize he's having to take testosterone because it was low to start with, but he has a better chance of utilizing it if he happened to be 87. So, yeah, I'd give it a little try.
Okay. One last quick question. I was talking to another friend of mine who's in his early mid-50s, and he was telling me he has high cholesterol, and his doctor told him to stop taking so much fish oil because it did something with the LDL. Is there any truth to that? It makes the LDL higher? Or is that just another wacko mainstream doctor?
I don't know if I'd use the word wacko, but I would call it less than adequately informed, sir.
Ill-informed. That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you so much for your program.